Wednesday, June 15th. Having a conversation concerning today's headlines and real-life challenges. I'm Tom Lamprecht, along with Pastor Harry Reeder. Stay with us as we apply a biblical worldview with gospel solutions to put the issues of today in perspective. Harry, as many of our listeners know, June is considered Pride Month by the LGBTQ plus community. The White House issued a proclamation about this at the end of May. Interestingly, Harry, while there are a number of corporations that are celebrating it, including the baseball organization, the Tampa Bay Rays, they decided they were going to have a Pride Night event at the stadium where everyone who came to the stadium would receive a Pride flag, and that the players of the Tampa Bay Rays were to wear special Pride uniforms. Interestingly, five Christian players said, "Not me." They said this is a faith-based decision.
Tom, they were very careful. The players did their best to communicate. This is no statement against people individually, but out of a commitment to Christ, we cannot embrace and celebrate that which we are commanded not to do. For instance, he said, as a heterosexual, I'm commanded that my sexuality is to be practiced within the confines of marriage. So I'm not going to celebrate adultery. I'm not going to celebrate fornication. Now, he didn't say it in those terms, but that was a communication. And then, of course, we're back to the constant pressure that's put upon believers that if you love people, you have to love what they do. If you accept people, you have to accept their behavior. Well, the exact opposite is true. If you love somebody and their behavior is destructive, the last thing you do is embrace their behavior. Because you love them, you point out that what you're doing brings nothing but despair and death. God's law is clear that sex belongs within marriage. And we don't celebrate lying, we don't celebrate murder, we don't celebrate sexual promiscuity or sexual perversion. But number one, I just simply want to applaud these players. Unlike many, they didn't bow the knee to the cultural pressure. They said, I'm going to be faithful to Christ. I'm going to do it as compassionately as I can, but we're not going to celebrate what is forbidden in the Word of God, which is the issue that is before us in this LGBTQAI plus sexual revolution.
Harry, what you just elaborated on is very similar to what Carl Truman, a colleague of yours from Westminster Seminary, he wrote an op-ed which appeared in World Magazine as well as his own blog, indicating that Pride Month ought to be something that Christians with passion and love ought to stand against.
He says, to all you Christians who are social justice warriors and you're opposing the flags that are associated with racism, where's your voice now? Here is a flag with a rainbow. Now, ultimately, this is blasphemous. What is the rainbow? It is the God-appointed sign and seal of the covenant of Noah, whereby God displays, after his judgment upon humanity with the flood, displays the promise of his forbearance and common grace and loving commitment that he would not again destroy the world again by water, but would maintain with his forbearance and patience and display his love until the final day in which he judges the world and all of humanity. And in that day, it will be by fire. But the rainbow is a declaration of God's common grace and love. Now, it is desecrated as a symbol of rebellion against God's created order of sexuality belonging within the confines of a marriage defined by a man and a woman in a covenantal heterosexual conjugal relationship. This is the evidence of progressive Christianity having taken over evangelical Christianity. Evangelical Christianity, if it was faithful to God's word, would speak as much against flags promoting racism as it would against flags promoting sexual perversion and sexual promiscuity. But notice the deafening silence, and that's what Carl Truman is pointing out, that all of the justice warriors are amazingly silent on this issue. Why? Because the culture shapes us more than the scripture shapes us. And therefore, our silence is actually an indicator of the success of the sexual revolution. There's actually some churches that march in these gay pride parades, which is an unspeakable abomination and abdication. But Tom, stop and think about it. Next month, we are going to celebrate one of the most amazing testimonies of God's providence, and that is the American experiment that began with our independence. How much time do we devote to that? A single day. What are we going to be devoting? We're devoting an entire month to saturate our culture with messages, parades, business promotions, such as the baseball night at Tampa Bay, to sexual promiscuity and sexual perversion. And Tom, by the way, the month of June being, quote, Gay Pride Month, pride is the appropriate word. Pride is the statement of man's autonomy against God. We boast only in the Lord. They boast in the sin against the Lord. So, Tom, here is this celebration of erotic and exotic sexual practices in our society. And why is it there? What is this month all about? Well, number one, this is a revolution. We are taking no prisoners. You either celebrate and perpetuate and propagate this, or you will be silenced. And that is exactly what the message is. Secondly, it is an attempt to control space, time, and communication. Whoever controls space and time and communication in a culture does control the culture. And thirdly, its ultimate objective is to normalize the abnormal in rebellion against God. Its objective is to make the unthinkable thinkable, which then makes the unacceptable acceptable, which then makes the undoable doable. And that is the ultimate objective.
Harry, to that end, Carl Truman writes, "For anyone not completely hoodwinked by the erotic obsessions of our day, taking pride in one's sexual identity, indeed, even considering sexual desire to be an identity, would seem at best pitiful and at worst a deep perversion of what it means to be human. Yet, here we are."
And now we have a White House that on a day that we remember 120,000 American servicemen giving their life on an event called D-Day, deafening silence from our White House. Yet on the same week comes this initiative from the White House, this proclamation from the White House that declares the rights of sexual promiscuity, sexual perversion, that promises to secure the rights for the grooming of children in the LGBTQ agenda, the mutilation of children in the abysmal promises of gender reassignment through this surgical mutilation, and yet those who died for ordered freedom are ignored, while those who desecrate a sacred symbol such as the rainbow in the name of sexual autonomy, whereby erotic perversion is declared normal, and anyone who opposes it is threatened with ostracism. That's why we started the program with the note of the courage of these believers in the Tampa Bay Rays professional baseball team. And I again applaud their courage, but I wonder where the courage is in the pulpits and in the churches. And whenever a culture celebrates sin, then it must be confronted by the pulpit in order to call men to faith and repentance. You have nothing to call them to until you call out sin. And when you call out sin and then tell sinners Jesus loves to save you from that sin, then we will see revival again in the churches. At the moment, churches are more concerned with making their way in the culture and receiving the applause of the culture rather than the applause of heaven by being faithful to the gospel message that exposes sin and exalts the only answer to sin, which is Christ, as he brings men to faith and repentance, and not only forgiveness, but a changed life.
Just like the liberal Christianity before it, contemporary progressive Christianity is actually anti-Christian, claiming to rescue Christianity from cultural irrelevance while actually undermining and denying biblical truth through cultural accommodation. Harry Reader's 9-part series, Progressive Christianity in Biblical Perspective, will help you understand this dangerous threat to the Christian faith. To order your copy of this series, go to briarwood.org/progressive CD. We'll do stop by again tomorrow, Thursday, as we continue our conversation and as we apply a biblical worldview to put the issues of today in perspective.